弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚刚于师母带诗的时候告诉我们说，在这个教会里面，除了基督，没有别的东西。
Sister Nancy earlier led and said, aside from Jesus, there's nothing else to offer in this church.
所以要记得哈，我们都不是东西。
So we need to remember that none of us are anything.
啊，人来到教会不是要看我们的。
And when people come to church, they're not here to see us.
人来到教会是需要耶稣啊。
They came to Jesus. They come to church because they need Jesus.
所以不管我们跟人打招呼，我们唱诗，我们服侍饭食，我们讲道，我们做任何的接触。
So whether we're ushering, whether we're serving the meals or whatever services that we're engaged in,
我们有一个很重要的使命，就是我们要活出我们里面的耶稣来。
We have a very serious commission to live out Jesus in us. Sorry,
没有关系。那个上个礼拜于师母讲到我们是世上的光。
Last Sunday, Nancy shared that we are the light of the world.
今天早上我要讲这个，继续讲这个，这些人是谁？那个主题我把它定成黑夜中的一盏明灯。
And as we continue the topic, who are they? The title that I gave to the message today is a beacon of light in the dark of night.
我相信我们听到了这么多圣经人物之后
，And when we hear about so many people in the scriptures,
我们会发现每一个人物身上他都有很多的特点，很多很宝贵值得我们学习的地方。
And we discover that in each of their lives there are many characteristics, many things that is worthy of our treasuring and admiring.
然后你要用十个字以内来形容这个人的一生，那真的是很难的事情。
Within 10 words or a sentence to describe the man's life, it is very difficult to do.
所以当我讲到约西亚的时候，我在想说，到底要写说活得令人怀念的约西亚王呢，还是在这里说的黑夜中的一盏明灯
？When I thought about Josiah, I thought, should I title this particular message as the king who's worthy of our remembrance or a beacon of light in the dark of night.
后来我决定用这个题目。
And so I decided to use these words.
正好也配合我们在这个世上，我们是世上的光。
And also to accommodate the fact that we are the light of the world.
圣经上很清楚地告诉我们，黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民。
And the scripture is very clear that it says the darkness covered the land, a deep darkness the people.
这个世界已经真的是越来越黑了哈。
And this world is getting darker and darker.
外面黑，然后幽暗遮盖万民，连人的心也黑。
And this darkness outwardly and deep darkness the hearts of men.
所以在这样子的一个世代里面，我们要为主发光，的确是挑战。
So in this time in this generation for us to shine for the Lord, it is indeed a challenge.
但是我常常讲，我在大学的时候，我很喜欢一个书签夹在我书里面很久的哈。
And I've told the story before that while I was in college, I had a particular bookmark that I liked very much.
它上面写燃烧自己，照亮别人。
And the one that says, that I may burn to illuminate others.
这是年轻人的书签。
And this is the bookmark of a young person.
我现在的书签都是属灵的了。
And all of my bookmark sayings are a lot more spiritual now.
但是弟兄姊妹，燃烧自己照亮别人，它是非常有限的。
To burn up myself to illuminate others is very limited.
但是圣经上告诉我们，我们基督徒该有的是燃烧自己，点燃别人。
And what the scripture tells us is that as Christians, we need to allow us to be set afire that others may also be kindled.
因为我一个人能够带下来的影响太有限了。
For the influences that I can bring forth is very limited.
我能够带出来的光太有限了。
The light that can be illuminated for me is also very limited.
当我在这里不光燃烧自己照亮别人，我能够点燃别人的时候。
And not only when I am on fire and I can illuminate others, I can kindle others as well.
例如说我的一生能够点燃十个人好了。
Let's say that my life, I could set ablaze 10 other individuals.
一根蜡烛绝对不只点燃十根蜡烛，它可以点一百根的。
A single candle can light more than just 10 other candles.
所以你就发现一根带来的光还是一百根带来的光，哪一个影响大？
So the light that comes forth from a single candle versus 100, which one has a greater influence?
所以不光我们的影响力可以扩大，
Not only can we enlarge our capacity of influence,
而且我们的影响力可以延长，可以持续下去。
But it can prolong the duration of influence.
当我点燃第一根，
When I light the first candle,
我开始点燃别人，
And I start light others.
当我人生结束的时候，我点燃到一百根。
At the conclusion of my life, I've lit 100 other candles.
那一百根是他的第一次亮，对不对？他就继续再点一百根。
And those 100 other candles is the very first time that they're lit.
所以不光我们的影响力扩大了，我们影响力也拉长了，也延续下去了。
So not only did we enlarge our influence, but we also prolonged our influence.
这是教会的使命。
And this is the commission of the church.
刚刚讲一点星星之火可以燎原啊。
It says only a spark can set ablaze the fire.
弟兄姊妹，我们都不要小看自己这一份的影响力。
And we cannot look down on our ability to influence.
今天我们要来看约西亚王。
So today we're going to look at Josiah.
他所处的世代呢，是一个可怕可怕的世代。
The time that he lived in was a dreadful time.
但是他这一个人出现。
But this person, when he came to be,
他给整个国家带来的光明啊。
He brought light into the entire nation.
他对国家带来的影响是非常的大。
And the influence that he brought about his nation was tremendous.
林肯总统曾经讲过一句话。
President Lincoln once said,
他说文章的好坏不在乎它的长短，来在乎它的内容。
The quality of an article has nothing to do with its length, but its content.
在这里有一个人。
Here there's a person.
他才八岁的时候。
He was only about 8 years old.
他的爸爸就被别人暗杀了。
His father was assassinated.
所以他八岁的时候就是一个孤儿。
So at the age of 8, he became an orphan.
然后他这一生只活到39岁。
And he only lived to the age of 39.
他为了保护神的百姓跟法老征战的时候，他就阵亡了。
For the sake of protecting his people, as he was warring against the Pharaoh, he lost in battle.
所以他的人生其实是非常的短暂。
So his life was very short in span.
但是他带来的影响。
But the influence that he brought about,
当他死的时候,
when he died,
全国为他哀哭,
the entire nation lamented.
整个国家为他痛哭啊,
the entire nation was weeping for him.
而且稀奇的事情,
and what was more marvelous,
连他死了以后一百多年,
and even after he's died for over 100 years,
神的百姓还是定期的唱哀歌纪念这个人。
The people of God,regularly sang songs of lament to remember him.
我不晓得今天有哪一个伟人隔了一百多年以后，人们还是定期的在那里歌颂他，在那里唱哀歌的纪念他。
I don't know what man in history after 100 years of his existence, people will continue to lament over him and sing songs to remember him.
而且在这隔的一百多年里面，有七十年是神的百姓根本亡国被掳到别的国家了。
And of these 100 years, 70 years, they were actually in exile, taken in captivity of another land.
我说这一个人活得令人怀念。
And this person lives such that people long to remember him.
他整个的人生不像大卫，不像所罗门，有那么多的丰功伟绩啊。
He did not live a life like David or Solomon, where he has a very, very vast, a visible change of his time.
但是这一个人整个的心就是专心的爱神。
But his heart singularly loved the Lord.
他影响周围的人起来一起爱神。
And he influenced everyone around him to rise up to love the Lord.
所以当他走的时候，走得这么令人怀念。
So when he died, everyone longed for him.
他走的时候，全国痛哭。
The entire nation lamented.
所以我们先看我讲义的第五点。
And we're going to look at the fifth point of the outline first.
在历代志下三十五章说到，犹大和耶路撒冷的人都为他悲哀。
That everyone in Jerusalem and all everyone in Judah lamented for him.
耶利米为约西亚作哀歌。
Jeremiah also lamented for Josiah.
所有歌唱的男女也唱哀歌。
And to this day, all the singing men and the singing women speak of Josiah.
追到约西亚，直到今日。
And all the way until this day.
这个今日到底是什么时候？
And when is this day?
就是以斯拉写历代志的时候，就是已经隔了一百多年。
And it's over 100 years when Ezra has written the Chronicles.
而且在以色列中成了定例，这个歌载在哀歌书上。
So the verse also tells us that they made it a custom in Israel that it is written in the lament.
撒迦利亚书十二章讲到，当基督再来的时候。
And Zechariah chapter 12 says when Christ shall return.
那是以色列家全家悔改归向神，因为他们发现当初所扎的就是弥赛亚。
And that day, the entire nation of Israel will lament because they remember that day they have crucified the Messiah.
那个时候耶路撒冷他大大的悲哀悔改在主的面前。
And when Jerusalem was greatly repenting and lamenting before the Lord on that day.
那个悲哀跟痛苦强到一个地步，他说像米吉多平原哈达林门的悲哀。
It says that that lament is to the extent of the lament at Hadar Ramon in the plains of Megiddo.
那个悲哀指的什么？
And what is that?Lamenting, pointing to.
我会这么问，就意表示跟约西亚王有关系。
I ask such a question means has something to do with Josiah.
那就是当约西亚王阵亡的消息传来的时候。
And that is when the news of the death of Josiah came forth.
哦，他们不是只是难过，他们根本就是撕裂心肠的痛苦。
They weren't just sorrowful, but they tore their hearts. They were lamenting.
这么好的一个王走掉了。
Such a great king has passed on.
哦，这个痛苦大到一个地步，像以色列百姓看见基督再来的悔改那么痛。
And the pain within them.Is like the pain and the agony of the people of Israel realizing they've done wrong when the Messiah returns.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，当约西亚作王的时候
，Brothers and sisters, do you know that when Josiah was king,
他才八岁
，He was only 8 years old.
我们中间有没有任何人八岁
？Anybody sitting here that is 8 years old?
你可以想象，被八岁，爸爸刚刚被杀， 小孩子被放到宝座上。
Can you imagine when he was 8 years old, his father was assassinated and he was placed upon the throne?
然后他所面对的国家
and the nation that he faced that day
是全面性的堕落，全部拜偶像。
It was utterly fallen, and everyone has turned to idols.
你知道他的祖父是谁吗
？You know who his grandfather was?
在犹大诸王中很有名的王。
A famous king among the kingdom of Judah.
他的祖父是马拉西亚。
His grandfather was
在所有的王里面坐王位最久的一个王。
He was King Manasseh. He was the most evil king of the reigns within the kings of Judah.
然后也是圣经里面描述最坏的一个王。
And the scripture describes the extent of the evil that he's done.
他大胆到一个地步啊。
He was so brave to the point.
他可以把偶像的祭坛安置在神的圣殿里面。
He took the altar of the idols and set it inside the temple of God.
其他的王只敢在别的地方拜偶像。
All the other kings, they at least dared to worship afar from the king, from the temple.
他把偶像的祭坛放在神的圣殿里面。
But he brought the temple of the idols in, the altar of the idols into the temple of God.
而且他把偶像带到神的内殿里面。
And he brought the idols into the inner sanctuary.
圣经上讲到这个王所行的恶比周围的列王还要厉害。
The scripture says that the evil that this king has done has surpassed the kings before him.
比外邦的王还要败坏。
It is even worse than the kings of foreign lands.
所以整个国家在这个王的带领底下已经全部到处都是偶像。
So this entire nation under the leading of this particular king, the entire nation has fallen.
神审判的手根本就已经临到他们。
And the judgment of God has already come to the nation.
马拉西之后接着是亚门
and after Manasseh is Amon,
就是约西亚的爸爸
and as Josiah's father.
圣经上告诉我们他行他父亲马拉西所行的一切恶事
and the scripture says that Josiah's father has done everything evil according to his father before him.
他拜他父亲所有所拜的偶像
and he worshipped all the idols that his father worshipped.
而且在这个圣经上告诉我们这个亚门所犯的罪越犯越大
and the scripture says that the king Amon the sin that he has committed became greater and greater
所以他从22岁做王
so from the age of 22 he was king
我们在座很多 Thomas 也是你的年龄的哈22岁做王
and there's some among us that is in the age of 22 he became king at that age
24岁被杀
at the age of 24 he was assassinated
两年之内他犯的恶能够在神的眼中被描述成为越犯越大
and within 2 years of his life God's sight and God's judgment andfor him was that his sin was greatly increasing.
所以就在这样子的一个局面底下
So in this background, in this circumstance,
约西亚王八岁被放到宝座上
Josiah at the age of 8 was placed upon the throne.
不仅仅在亲情上他失去了父亲母亲
And not only from the perspective of his life, he's lost his father and his mother.
他自己的心智情感各方面都还不成熟的时候
From the perspective of his heart and his emotions, you can imagine he's not yet mature.
然后他眼睛所看到的耳朵所听到的他到处所经历的全是偶像
and everything that his eyes have seen everything his ears has heard and what he has experienced are all but idols
但是圣经上告诉我们
but the scripture tells us
历代志下34章第三节他作王第八年尚且年幼就寻求他主大卫的神
2 Chronicles chapter 34 it tells us for the 8th year of his reign while he was still young he began to seek the God of his father David
请问他现在几岁
I want to ask you how old was he?
16岁感谢主
years old.
大家都还醒着
Everybody's still awake. Praise the Lord.
也不要小看啊表示醒的很多人还要算指头的
Some people still need to look at their fingers and count.
16岁
16 years old.
我相信也比我们绝大多数在座的人都年轻
And I trust that it is younger than most of us who are sitting here today.
所以他整个人生的价值从跟神发生关系开始
And his entire life began with his relationship with God.
他这一生给国家给神百姓带来的祝福从他跟神有正确的关系开始
and his blessing the blessing he was able to bring forth to his nation began with the right relationship between him and his God
今天我们在神手中有没有用
whether we are useful in the hands of God
我们能不能被神用
whether we can be used by God
我们能被神用到什么样子的程度
to what extent can God use us
跟我们的遭遇跟我们的背景跟我们的年龄不是那么直接发生关系
it's not that directly related to our age to our circumstances what we have experienced
乃是根据我们跟神的关系
but has everything to doWith our relationship
当他开始寻求他主大卫的神
So when he began to seek after the Lord God of his father David
那么到了第十二年这个第十二年就表示他作王第十二年
And then we see later on it says that when he has reigned for 12 years
请问他现在几岁了
Now how old is he?
感谢主还醒着。
Praise the Lord, you're still awake.
二十年他开始才洁净犹大和耶路撒冷。那请大家注意哈，中文的翻译和合本翻译的非常好，但是就是有一些的地方不好。
We see that at the age of 20, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem.
这里的才实在是放坏了。
And the translation within the Chinese scripture is a little bit off.
什么叫做才？
Seemingly, it seems like he just
too late. 你怎么这么晚才开始寻求神呢？
How come only you waited so long to seek after the Lord?
你去查所有的英文版本，没有一个英文版本放才这个字。
But in all the English translations, you do not see this description of he just began.
所以他到了第十二年，他开始洁净犹大和耶路撒冷 began.
And at the 12th year, the word used here in the English language is that he began.
所以请中文的弟兄姊妹把那个才弄个括号刮起来，甚至打个叉都没有关系，这不是删改圣经，这是回到标准的翻译上。
So, brothers and sisters who are reading the Chinese translation, please make the correction here.
没有这个才字，而是说他二十年，就二十岁的时候，他开始来洁净所有的圣殿。
At the age of 20, he began, or at the 20, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem.
然后底下你注意到，他除去秋坛，请问圣经上有哪几个王除去秋坛？
And he removed the high places. And I want to ask everyone how many kings actually removed the high places.
我把这个答案不是把这个题目交给你们去做。
I give that question to you guys to look into.
我为什么要这么讲呢？
Why do I want to say this?
因为以色列国跟犹大国。
Because the nation of Israel and the nation of Judah.
北国十九个王，南国二十个王。
There are 19 kings of Israel, the kings of the nation of Israel, and 20 in the kingdom of Judah.
中间只有八个王被形容过行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
And of these kings, only eight was recorded in scripture that they did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
然后在形容这八个王他们行耶和华眼中看为正的事的时候，
And of these eight kings that were accounted for that they did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
其中好几个总是很遗憾地加上一笔画，
And,
一句话。
Sadly, there's some notation after these words.
叫做什么？只是秋坛还没有废去。
The word says, but they have not removed the high places.
就是他们归向神是很讨神喜悦，神很喜欢。
Yes, they return back to the Lord. They please the heart of the Lord.
但是他们的归向不彻底，不完全。
But their returning wasn't complete. They was not perfect.
只是秋坛还没有出去，这是一个遗憾。
And those words that follow was that they have not yet removed the high places.
所以我请你们回去找到底有哪些不仅仅归回，而且把秋坛都废掉了。
So go and search how many of the kings actually return and remove the high places.
你要知道秋坛不见得是拜偶像的。
And high places is not seemingly just place of idol worship.
它很可能也是拜耶和华神的。
It could very well be a place where they worship the Lord God.
它只是照着自己认为对的方式来拜神，就是。
But it is a place where they worship the Lord God according to what they see was right.
所以当很多人带下复兴的时候，他不敢除秋坛，因为这些人是在敬，说我在这里是在拜神的。
Because a lot of people brought forth the revival, they were afraid to remove the high places because those individuals says, I'm still worshiping God.
只是他们是照着自己的意思，不是照着神的这个吩咐。
But yet these individuals who worship the high places, they worship according to their own desire, not according to the commands of God.
所以当约西亚王起来的时候，他不仅仅去这些像雕刻的、像铸作的、像他连秋坛都废掉。
So when Josiah rose up, he not only removed the wooden idols, the carved images, and the molded images, he also removed all the high places.
第四节讲到，众人在他面前拆毁巴力的坛，砍断坛上高高的日，又把木偶和雕刻的像，并铸作的像打碎成灰。这样读过去好像很容易哈。
And the verses follows is that the altars of Baal in the presence of in his presence and the incense altars and they grind them into dust.
你有没有想到这件事情可能带来的阻力多大？
Can you imagine how much resistance these activities brought forth?
你不信的话，你今天到台湾去，说把所有的庙这拆了，你看你能不能做这件事情？
And if you don't believe the saying, then go to Taiwan and begin to take down every temple that is on that island.
你不可能做到这件事情。
It'd be almost impossible for you to do that today.
马上全国反对你。
The entire nation will rise up against you.
因为这是他们一直的信仰。
Because that has become their faith.
这是他们敬拜的地方。
That has become the center of their worship.
你怎么可能拆掉他的面，打碎他的偶像？
How can you come in and strike down their temples and crush their idols?
五十多年来，以色列地全地都是这样子的庙跟偶像。
For 50 years, the entire land of Israel was covered by idols and temples.
但是约西亚王在这里带领 神的百姓归向神。
But Josiah brought the entire nation, the people of God, to come and turn back to the Lord.
你要知道这是不容易的事情。
You have to understand this is not an easy thing.
你现在不要想外面的偶像。
Don't think about outward idols now.
想想我们自己生活里面、生命里面的偶像。
Just think about the idols within our lives.
什么叫偶像？
What are idols?
就是能够取代神在我们心中的地位的都叫偶像。
Something that can replace the position of God within our hearts, those things are idols.
那个东西抓住你，那个东西影响你，那个东西让你不能顺服神。
Those things lay hold of you, those things influence you, those things cause you not to obey to God.
那都可能是我们的偶像，任何人事物都可能是我们的偶像。
People, things, objects, they can all be idols within our lives.
任何的嗜好，任何的追求都可能是我们的偶像。
Any one of our habits, our own personal pursuits could easily become our idols.
任何叫我这个人不自由的都是我的偶像。
Anything that keeps me bound, they are idols to me.
所以年轻的孩子，我们自己想一下哈。
So younger people, would you please think about this?
我们一起大人也想。
Adults, think the same.
现在最吸引你的是什么事情？ 现在最吸引你的 video game 是哪一个 game?
Oh, I want to ask you a particular video game that has captured your heart right now.
我知道你们也喜新厌旧，一直换嘛，对不对？
And I know those things continue to be changed because a lot of things grow old very quickly.
我相信现在没有人最喜欢 Super Mario.
And nobody likes Super Mario's anymore.
我们以前都很喜欢，已经没有了，没听过，老祖宗了哈。
You probably don't even know who Super Mario is.
一直在换嘛。
Constantly changing, right?
那大人最喜欢的是什么？
Adults, what are your favorite?
你可能是现在的哪一个连续剧？
Perhaps some sitcom that you're watching.
上 internet.
Or going on the internet.
或者在网络上 shopping.
Or shopping online.
或者在网络上看小说。
Or novels online.
上网络上色情网站。
Or maybe lost in pornography on.
你自己什么东西最抓住你？
So everybody think about it. What is the one thing that has captured you?
你想到你要废除它。
To think about the fact that I need to remove it.
再也不去碰它。
That never to touch it again.
有没有困难？
Is it difficult for you?
你就晓得它困难。
Then you know it is hard.
而约西亚在这里要带领全国归向神。
But yet Josiah is leading the entire nation to come to God.
把偶像废除不是一件容易的事情。
To abolish these idols is not a simple thing.
我本来是想唱诗歌302首，但是那首诗歌不容易唱。
I was going to sing hymn 302, but that particular hymn was difficult to sing.
302首的第三节是我一直都很喜欢的诗歌。
And the third verse of this particular hymn I love very much.
他说是什么能够使偶像失去他美丽的这个模样。
He said, "What has stripped the seeming beauty from the idol of the earth?"
那个偶像真的是吸引我们。
And this idol truly attracted our hearts.
但你到底是什么力量能够叫偶像失去了他在我身上的力量
？But what power has undone the power of these idols over me?
他说不是灰心，不是失望，不是劝勉。
This is not a sense of right or duty.
很多时候我们的偶像破裂了哈。原来的心中的白马王子，原来发现他是这么可怕的人。
A lot of times when our idols has been broken, maybe some individual or some person that we thought that was so wonderful.
这个叫做失望。
And so we lost hope in that thing.
灰心。
And we fell into despair.
那或是也不是劝勉。
Or maybe encouragement.
也不是跟你说你不要爱偶像，你就能不爱偶像。
It's not to say, oh, don't love these idols, and you won't love them anymore.
我的考题答案已经被他们放出来了。
And they already posted the answer to my question.
你就发现我们弟兄姊妹都很有爱心。
You know our brothers and sisters are they're full of love.
这个教会很有盼望。
This church is full of hope.
乃是无价之宝的一线。
But it is the site of a peerless worth.
这个是我真的在主的面前求主帮助我们哈。
And we ask the Lord to help all of us.
每一次我们在那里挣扎要脱离都很难。
A lot of times we're struggling to be set free from these idols.
除非我们真正看见耶稣，看见这无价之宝，我们才可能真正万断以至于耶稣。
Unless until our eyes have set a gaze upon this priceless Christ.Will we be able to forsake it all?
这个年轻人有 peer pressure.
The young people, I know you have peer pressure.
同伴的压力。
And you have the pressure from those who are around you.
大人的压力其实更多。
And there are maybe more severe pressures from the adults.
所以人在江身不由己是到处都流行的话。
A lot of people say that I live in this world and it's not of my own will, of my choosing to do what I want to do.
你能够站住，自己站住就不容易了。
And for me to be able to stand firm, it is challenging enough already.
你要去影响别人更难。
And for me to influence others, it's even more challenging.
从前有一位还在我们中间的弟兄，他说他每一次这个在同事面前都不好意思泄愤。
And there was a brother that was with us, and he said that when he was before his colleagues at work, it was very difficult for him to say grace.
大家一起同桌吃饭的时候，他总是这样子。 镜就闭着，擦眼镜就这样泄饭完了。
And one of his ways of saying grace is take off his glasses and he will wipe his glasses and that was his prayer.
现在隐形眼镜又不好摘，对不对？所以
if you're wearing contacts, you know, it's a little harder to say a prayer like that.
他就直到有一天他在公司里面吃饭的时候
until one day when he was about to take meal.
他发现一个新来的同事，那时候同性恋都只戴一个耳环的，我现在不知道他们的 sign 是什么。
And then he discovered one of his colleagues who was homosexual and he was wearing one single earring on his ear.
他完全不在乎的表达他是同性恋。
And he had no care that he would tell everyone that he was homosexual.
我们的弟兄就很受责备，他连同性恋都这么。Proud of, 一点不隐藏的表达他的身份。
And he felt very rebuked within his heart that one of his colleagues was homosexual has no second thought about disclosing who he was.
我是神的儿女，我居然这么羞于表达我的身份。
Yet I am a child of God, yet I want to hide that identity.
所以他说，从那一天开始，他在别人面前泄愤，他就安安静静的泄愤。
So he says, from that day forward, he would bow and he would let everyone know that he sang grace before his meal.
弟兄姊妹，约西亚王才二十岁。
Brother Sister Josiah was only 20 years old.
我相信不光在宫廷里面的这些老臣们会反对他。
I trust not only within his ruling party that there are those who are elderly ministers that would resist him.
当他的命令出来说要废除偶像的时候
，And when he gives the command that let all the idols be removed and destroyed,
你知道那是一个很大的阻力。
And you know there's a great resistance that comes against that command.
绝对不会是一个命令出来就全部都马上解决的。
And wasn't that at the command immediately everything happened?
他需要多少的魄力，多少的坚持，多少的鼓励，让这个偶像真正被废除。
He needed encouragement. He needed a strength. He needed persistence to have these idols removed.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们在神家里面要推动一件事情，都要推好几年才彻底哈。
And brothers, you discover that when we try to get something going in the house of God, it oftentimes takes years before something begins to move.
然后你发现他不仅仅洁净了犹大和耶路撒冷。
And not only did he cleanse Judah and Jerusalem.
就着他的本分来说，他已经尽了他的本分。
And according to his responsibilities, he has already done his part.
因为他是犹大的王。
Because he was the king of Judah.
可是你发现。他里面爱神爱到一个地步，他不光犹大要洁净，他跑到北国以色列也要去洁净。
You discover that not only did he love God to the extent of cleansing the land of Judah, he went to the land of Israel to cleanse the northern kingdom.
那个已经是超过他职责，他该负责的范围了。
That has gone beyond the responsibility of his domain.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们常常交差了事，对不对
？A lot of time we would do something and we say, "Oh, it is done."
啊，我们所服侍的，我们学的够了，够了，这里已经够多了，我已经不能再有了。
But those whom we serve, the boundaries of our service, we say, "It is enough. I can't go and do any more."
但是约西亚在这里复兴的时候，他不光在犹大、耶路撒冷洁净，他连北国以法莲这些地方，拉弗他利各城，他都去洁净。
And so Josiah, he did not just stop in the land of Judah. He went to Israel as far as Manasseh, Ephraim, and Simeon. He cleansed the land.
而且大家更要注意的是
And everybody pay attention to this.
这时候北国根本已经亡国了
And at this time, the northern kingdom has already fallen to exile.
很多百姓已经被掳到亚述去了
A lot of people has already been taken captive into Assyria.
这一般剩下来这一般失败在神眼中好像这个软弱被掳的百姓他一样不放弃去恢复他们
And the remnant of the land, those who look like they've been forsaken, this king did not forsake them.
所以当你读到第六节带下三十四章第六节，他说：“又在马拉西、以法莲、西缅、拉弗他利各城和视为破坏之处，都这样行，砍断以色列遍地所有的日像，然后回耶路撒冷。”
And so he cut down all the incense altars throughout all the land of Israel, and then he returned to Jerusalem.
这个叫做不受影响的，不受束缚的影响力。
So this influence that is not limited by his boundaries.
啊，也不受他自己的角色，他自己的这个责任，他就是在这里要发挥所有的影响力。
It's not limited by his role or his responsibilities, but he wants to influence as extent as greater the extent as possible.
所以我们肯去超市发福音单张。其实也是超过了我们家庭公司我们能影响的范围的，对不对
？So when we go to supermarkets to hand out gospel flyers, we are crossing that boundaries of the seeming responsibility of our families and our workplaces.
然后我的父亲每次坐火车，一定跟他旁边的人传福音。
My father, every time he gets on a train, He will always share the gospel with someone who's sitting next to him.
而且他每一次上车之前就已经先为了今天这个还没有遇到的人先祷告了。
And every time before he even sets foot on the train, he begins to pray for this individual that he has not yet met.
这是他从小留给我们的榜样。
And this is an example he set for us ever since we were young.
他是军人，他面对他们的总司令的时候，他都跟他传福音。
He was a soldier, and when he comes to his commander in chief, he would also.Share the gospel to him.
因为他知道人人都需要耶稣。
Because he knows that all man needs Christ.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们真巴不得我们每一个人都有这个把握。
And I pray that all of us would have the certainty.
当你真知道自己里面所传的、所要给人的是什么的时候
，When we truly know what is it that we want to give others,
就让我们有勇气去面对所有拒绝的人。
Then we have the courage to face all of those who will resist or to.
啊、所以我最近昨天特别昨天听到 Rainbow 跟 Campus 的福音工作火已经烧起来了哈。
And I hear that the Rainbow and the Campus Fellowship, this fire has already been kindled.
啊，这个年轻人 Thomas 也来一个 English Corner， 为什么我读大学的时候你们不来
？And why？
他们有一个 English Corner， 帮助这些刚来美国的这些学人们学英文。
Oh, this is an English Corner ministry that's helping those individuals who's here in the States to learn English language.
我们每个礼拜都有几十个福音朋友、学生们跑到教会来，你们知道吗
？And there are a lot of gospel friends that would come to the church because of these services.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们听到的真的是很感动。
And when we hear these testimonies, we are moved within our hearts.
超过了我们的职责，超过了我们自己本身的问题跟需要，我们愿意来服侍别人。
We've gone beyond our own responsibilities with the limitations of our own abilities and our strength to serve others.
千万不要以为福音只是 quarterly 有个福音聚会有一个讲员。
Do not think that the gospel is just happens once quarterly and is the responsibility of the speaker.
弟兄姊妹，燃烧自己，点燃别人。
A brother sister that we may be ablaze to kindle others.
啊，你就发现约西亚在这样子的处境里面，他根本不放弃的。
So Josiah, in the circumstances that he lived in, he never gave up.
真的就像我那次讲的例子，就像全世界的黑暗加起来，也不能够阻止我这个小蜡烛不发光。
Just like I said that the entire darkness of the entire world was summed up, it cannot stop me from shining.
约西亚真的是一个小蜡烛。
Josiah was a small candle.
十几岁的孩子，二十岁的孩子而已。
He was in his teens.
但是他就开始点火。
But he begins to light.
星星之火足以燎原。
He begins to light everyone around him.
啊，弟兄姊妹，他真是一个。影响他世代的人。
And he is a person that has changed and influenced his time.
接下来。
And then we see.
我们发现当他在这里做了这么多革新的时候。
And as he began to do a lot of these things that revives and changes things around
him. 圣经上说在他第十八年的时候他们去洁净圣殿。
And on the 18th year of his reign, they went to cleanse the temple.
那是几岁了
?How old was he now? How old is he now?
啊
二十六。
八岁做王，然后十八年的时候。
He became king when he was 8, and 18 years after that, how old is he now?
不错了，有人说二十五岁，还是大部分醒的。
Some say 25, they're mostly awake. He's 26.
当人家去洁净圣殿的时候，发现的摩西律法书。
And when they were cleansing the temple, they discover a book.The Book of Covenant by Moses.
然后你就晓得神的百姓把神的律法书丢在圣殿里面几十年没有人知道没有人管。
So this book was cast away in the temple. Nobody cared about it. Nobody even knew it was there.
等到当他们去清理圣殿的时候才发现的这本书在那边。
When they were cleaning up the temple, they discover this book.
那灰尘不晓得拍多少才拍干净。
We don't know how thick the dust was before.That was accumulating on that book.
现在大家都是 iPad, smartphone, 不需要拍灰尘了。
A lot, everybody's got iPads and smartphones. There's no dust to cast off.
当他们一读的时候，就送给王，念给王听。
And when they read the book, they walked to the king's chamber and they read to the king.
圣经上告诉我们，王听见律法上的话，就撕裂衣服。
And the scripture says that when the king heard these words, he tore his clothes.
弟兄姊妹，你知道当我读到这个话的时候，我真的是佩服约西亚王。
And brother and sister, when I came across these words, I admire this king.
很多的时候我读主的话我的确会流泪。
A lot of times when we read the words, read the scripture, we do shed tears.
但是我从来没有想到有一个人可以读摩西律法书读到要撕裂衣服。
And I could never imagine someone could read the laws of Moses to the point he would rent his clothes.
那么多的律法遗文，那么多的命令，那么多圣洁的要求，那么多律例典章， 读都不想读，我们都想跳过去了。
All these laws, commands, statutes, we come across them, we find them burdensome, and we want to skip them.
是什么力量让这个人听见律法书会撕裂衣服？
What is that power, that strength, cause this man to hear the words, and yet he rents his clothes?
因为他不是把它当作一本宗教的经典律律典章来读。
Because he did not treat those words and that book as a doctrine, a set of doctrine of a religion.
他把它真的当作是神说话，这是神的话，是神在说话。
He treated it as if God was speaking.
神借着写出来的律法书对人说话。
And through the written words that God was speaking to man.
所以弟兄姊妹，我常常说，读经一定要遇见那位说话的神。
So I say to you, brothers, oftentimes when we read the scripture, we need to meet and encounter the speaking God.
当我们遇见这位说话的神的时候，不管是什么话，你都会觉得是神在跟我们相交。
And when we meet this God who is speaking, every time we come to Him, we will discover that we are communing with Him.
他是对神的话语有非常强烈反应的人。
He has a very passionate response towards the word of God.
今天我们很多人读经已经没有这个感觉了。
A lot of time when we read the scripture, we don't have such a feelings anymore.
那我们可能是为着我们的习惯，为着我们 ND 的要求，为着我们基督徒敬虔的操练，我们在这里读圣经。
Maybe because of habit, because of the requirements of classes, and because I do have some kind of a pursuit for growth, I'm reading it.
很多的时候我们读完的时候，我们里面心弦未动。
A lot of times after our reading, nothing moved.
我们读完了，我们也不觉得我们遇见了神。
And after reading the scriptures, we don't feel like we've encountered God.
但是约西亚读圣经的时候，他里面的感觉是这么敏锐，这么强烈。
But Josiah, you see that it is so different with him.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神真的帮助我们对神话语的重视。
And brothers and sisters, we pray that we will have a different attitude towards the word of God.
我们也真的求神帮助我们在读神话语的时候，那个正确态度的建立。
And then we will establish the right attitude as we come to read the word of God.
不光有稳定的灵修生活。
Not only do we have a steady spiritual walk and reading of
the word. 我们能够有正确的灵修关系和态度。
But we have the correct and the right attitude when we're having that time of communion with God.
不然我们读圣经，我们常常里面并不能得到我们该得的祝福。
Because if we didn't, then oftentimes as we read, we will not get the blessing that we're supposed to
have. 所以我曾经说过，有一个朋友，他的朋友的孩子患的那种很罕有的病。
There was the child of a friend caught a disease that was very contagious.
每四十万个人不是 contagious， 是为 rare， 很少有的。
A very rare.
Yeah. 这个没有传染性哈，四十万个人才有一个。
Every 400,000 there is one case.
就是他没有痛的神经，他没有感觉。
And he has no sense of pain. He has no nerve ending on his hands.
所以爸爸妈妈非常紧张。
So mom and dad is very very nervous.
他手割破了流血了，他不痛，他不会哭。
When he cuts his hand and starts to bleed, he wouldn't cry because he has no pain.
他的手放到烫烫的炉子上，都烧焦了，他不会哭。
If his hands was on the stove, is completely burned, he wouldn't cry. He has no pain.
他麻木，他没有感觉。
Because his nerve endings are completely dead.
对弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，我们对神的话语是麻木的。
Brothers, I say that oftentimes we are the same way concerning the word of God.
对圣灵的工作是麻木的。
Concerning the work of the Holy Spirit, we are the same.
不信的话，你问问看自己，上一次你被神的话感动是什么时候
？If you don't believe these words, I want to ask you, when was the last time the word of God actually stirred in you？
你上一次你个人灵修哈，你个人灵修，你真的觉得遇见神是在什么时候
？Your personal pursuit, you felt that that was the time I actually really met God. When was that time？
所以弟兄姊妹，当约西亚听见神的话的时候。
And so, brothers, we see that Josiah, when he heard these words,
他撕裂衣服，他在主人面前为百姓、为列祖认罪悔改。
He rent his clothes and he prostrated on the ground and repented for the people and for the nation.
然后你发现很难过的事情。
And then tragically, you see this.
就是到他的儿子。
And when it came to his son,
约雅敬做王的时候，没有关系。他的儿子做王的时候
，Jehoiakim when he became king,
耶利米。写话写书去责备他。
And Jeremiah wrote words to rebuke him.
神叫耶利米去责备他。
And so the Lord caused Jeremiah to go and to rebuke him.
当别人把耶利米所写的话拿给他的儿子约雅敬的时候。
And when they took the words of Jeremiah to his Josiah's son.
那个时候正好是冬天啊，那个约雅敬坐在火炉面前。在那烤火。
And it was the winter time. Jehoiakim was sitting in front of the fireplace warming himself.
圣经上告诉我们，约雅敬王才听了三四行。
And Jehoiakim heard about three or four lines.
他就把文士的刀拿过来，把耶和华的书卷全部 砍断，丢到火里面烧掉。
And he took the sword of the scribe and he cut the scroll of the law in two and he cast it in the flame to be burned.
同样是神的话。
It is also the word of God.
爸爸对神的话是思虑心肠的敬畏神。
His father's attitude was he was rent his clothes and he was sincere toward the word of God.
儿子却用这种傲慢的态度对待神的话语。
And his son was so boastful and proud concerning the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，不是神的话出问题。
There's nothing wrong with the word of God.
而是我们怎么样子对待神的话，这是一个关键。
But our attitude towards the word of God, that is the criticality.
所以在这里。约西亚王当他还活着的时候，神没有让审判临到他们。
Josiah, while he was still king, the Lord promised that judgment would not fall on them.
而是在他儿子的时代，犹大国亡国。
Then at the time of his son, when he was king, that the nation of Judah lost its kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们对神的话还是要有反应的。
So brothers, we need to ask the Lord, Lord, help me to be responsive to your words.
那你会说为什么我没有反应
？Then you would ask the question, how come I am non-responsive?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们个人要去面对神的。
We each individually need to come and face God.
这也不是我今天的主题啊。
This is not the theme of this message today.
在这里，我们看第四节，那不对，那个第四个点。
The fourth point.
说到他是尽心尽力带领百姓归向神的王。
He was a king who led the people back to God with all of his heart and all of his mind.
他不光自己跟神有一个敬虔的态度。
Not only does he have a reverent heart towards God.
他不光自己跟神之间有一个很正常的关系。
Not only does he have a regular relationship with the Lord.
他要带领整个神的百姓归向神。
He wants to bring the entire people back to God.
在这里我列了两件事情。
And two particular things that I brought to remembrance.
一个，他带领百姓们归向神，与神立约。
And the very first one is that he brought the people of God to come and establish a covenant with God.
另外一个就是他恢复了让百姓们守逾越节。
And secondly is the restoration of the celebration of Passover.
弟兄姊妹，在这里我们来看我所列的经文，好，我都是摘录的了。历代志下34:29-33。
Second Chronicles chapter 34 verse 29-33.
当我们这样读过来的时候。
When we read through it.
在这里有三件事情请你们注意的。
The three things I want to ask you to pay attention to.
三十节，王和犹大众人与耶路撒冷的居民并祭司利未人以及所有的百姓无论大小都一同上到耶和华的殿。王就把殿里所得的约书念给他们听。这是第一件事情。
So the priests and the Levites and all the people great and small.
就是当约西亚要在这里带领百姓归向神的时候他所做的。
They brought all the people, he brought all the people to come to hear the word, the reading of the words.
他们把百姓带回到神的面前，带回到神话语的面前。
He brought people back to the house of the Lord before the word of God.
所以他把他们无论大小各地的人都把他们带到耶和华的殿。
So whether great or small, all the people, he brought them back to the temple of the Lord.
就是神同在的地方。
And this is the place where the Lord's presence
dwells. 神要被敬拜被侍奉的地方。
The place where the Lord is to be worshipped and to be served.
而且他把他自己所听到的约书念给他们听。
And so he read the book of the covenant to them.
换句话说，弟兄姊妹，要复兴神的百姓，我们的路就是要直接回到神的面前。
So, brothers, to revive the people of God, the direct path is to bring them back to the presence of God.
就是直接回到神话语的面前。
Directly coming back to the Word of God.
不要去搞很多的活动，很多的方法去带进复兴。
It's not a lot of activities and a lot of different methods to bring about revival.
就直接的到神面前去。
Directly come before the presence of God.
Anytime you can make a U-turn to God.
Anytime you can make a U-turn to God.
任何时候你可以180度的转向神。
Anytime you can make a U-turn to God.
就是直接到神面前去。
To directly come before the presence of
God. 这是我们最大的需要。
This is our greatest need.
人人需要的就是耶稣。
Everyone needs Jesus.
你需要力量吗？
Do you need strength?
回到神面前。
Come before the Lord.
你需要喜乐吗？
Do you need joy?
回到神面前。
Come before the Lord.
你需要得胜吗？
Do you need victory?
回到神面前。
Come before the Lord.
你想过圣洁生活吗？
You want to live a holy life?
回到神面前。
Come before the Lord.
没有别的路。
There is no other way.
就是直接到神面前
directly come before the Lord,
到他的话面前
come before his words.
第二件事情
secondly
31节王站在他的地位上在耶和华面前立约要尽心尽性地顺从耶和华遵守他的诫命法度律例成就这书上所记的约言。
And then the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commands and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul.
这个说到王自己本身做榜样。
So the king himself made an example of himself.
他不是只是在这里讲。
He wasn't just here speaking of it.
他不是只是在这里传，在这里勉励别人。
He wasn't just here encouraging others to do it.
他说王站在他自己的位置上。
So it says the king stood in his place.
他要尽心尽性在神的面前，而且他跟王跟神立约。
And with all of his heart and all of his soul, he made a covenant with the Lord.
我曾经讲过，二次世界大战结束的时候
，At the conclusion of the Second World War,
有人去请教盟军的统帅艾森豪。
And somebody went to ask Eisenhower.
问他说，领导。统御的这个秘诀在哪里
？What is the secret of being the commander in chief for this effort？
艾森豪就在地上画了一条直线
，And Eisenhower drew a straight line on the ground。
然后放了一个绳子在这里
，And he put a rope right here。
他说：“我要我整个绳子完全沿着这条直线往前走，我是在前面拉呢，还是在后面推呢
？”If I want this rope to follow the straight line, do I pull in front of the rope or do I push it from the back of the rope？
应该怎么做
？How do you do it？
当然在前面拉嘛。
You pull the rope from the front end, right?
你抓着头，沿着那条线，所有的后面全部沿着直线走。
You grab the front end of the rope and you drag it forward, and then the rope will follow the line.
你自己在后面推的话，你就发现这个绳子就这样弯来弯去。
If you're in the aft end of the rope, you try to push it, you discover that the rope will not straighten up.
它不可能沿着直线往前去。
They cannot go along the straight line.
它也不可能全体沿着直线往前去。
And not the entire length of the rope that it can follow this line.
弟兄姊妹，我们新的一年又在眼前啊。
The new year.Is dawning right before us.
我们明年的主题是成全圣徒，各尽其职。
And the next year's topic is that we would equip the saints and fulfill the roles of all saints.
我们感谢主带着这么多爱主的弟兄姊妹，在我们中间兴起了更多爱主的人。我们非常感谢神。
And we thank the Lord that He's brought about a lot of brothers who love the Lord into this place and raised up a lot of brothers who love the Lord.
但是我们希望为神家预备更多合用的器皿。
But we pray that we would establish more vessels that is useful in God's hand and God's house.
当这些 leader 们，无论是牧长职，无论是小组长，无论是区长，是任何 ND 的组长，我们在这里带领服侍我们同伴的时候
，And as the church leader began to serve everyone.And the small group leaders, all those who have the capacity to lead.
我们是怎样的人，就能带出怎样的人。
We need to understand who we are will bring forth those individuals who will follow.
当我们在这里要求同伴、要求同工们的时候
，When we ask our companions and co-workers.
我希望我们自己本身做出我们的榜样来。
And we pray that we individually ourselves will live out as an example.
我们服侍的范围越广，这个要求其实是越严格的。
And the capacity of our service, the bigger they are, the more stringent and more strict this requirement will be.
我们是在求神帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help all of us.
约西亚自己站在他该站的位置上。
Josiah, the king, stood in his place.
他自己尽心尽性的要来顺从耶和华。
And with all of his heart and all of his soul, he desired to obey the Lord.
然后底下你就发现他。这个时候他可以去带动百姓们来跟神立约。
And so now he can move the entire people that was with him to also establish a covenant with God.
他才能够带动神的百姓们来归向神。
And then he can make all those who are within his presence to turn to God.
所以底下就讲到三十二节，他幼时住在耶路撒冷和便雅悯的人都服从这约，于是耶路撒冷的居民都遵行他列祖之神的约。约西亚从以色列各处将一切可憎之物都除掉，使以色列境内的人都侍奉耶和华他们的神。
So Josiah brought all those who were in Jerusalem, Benjamin, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem to come and make a covenant with God, and he abolished all the idols within the land.
最后就说到，约西亚在世的日子就跟从耶和华他们列祖的神，总不离开。
And so these words were this conclusion that all his days they did not depart from following the Lord God of their fathers.
我读这句话的时候
When I come across this
约书亚在世的时候
While Josiah was still alive
我相信我们圣经上有很多类似的约书亚跟当时认识耶和华的长老还在的时候
And there are also other references in scripture like Joshua and the elders that was with Joshua while they were still alive
你就发现在圣经里面用这样子笔法形容的时候
And you discover that the scripture when it uses these words to describe this particular condition
其实它告诉我们两件事情
It tells us two things
第一个我们的影响力
First of all, our ability to influence.
是那么具体，那么真实的。
It's very, very real.
当这些人还在的时候，以色列百姓们就不离开神。
That while these people were still alive, that the people of God did not depart from the Lord.
当他们走的时候，以色列百姓们偏离神。
But soon as they departed, they left, and the people of God also left the Lord.
所以你千万不能够小看说，我到底有没有站在我的位置上发挥我的影响力。
So do not despise.The position which you stand and the ability of influence that you have on those around you.
在跟不在决定有 difference.
Whether you are at the right place or not, it makes a difference.
那第二件事情呢，我们看见。
And secondly, we ought to know.
就是到底这一般百姓们。
This group of people.
他们要为着他们肯接受谁的影响，要负自己的责任的。
They need to be responsible for those whom they are willing to trust as influence over them.
当他们接受约西亚影响的时候，你发现他们就在神面前过近前的日子。
And when they willingly received the influence of Josiah, they lived a holy life before God.
当他们约西亚走了，他们选择要去接受别人的影响的时候，他们就堕落了。
And when Josiah passed away, they made a choice to follow those who would lead them astray. Then they fell from the Lord.
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是告诉影响力，我们两面都要平衡的来看。
So brothers, this is the balance of the power influence.
一面不要轻看自己的影响力。
On the one hand, do not despise our own ability to influence those around us.
第二个，要为自己拣选接受谁的影响而负责任。
Secondly, we need to be personally responsible for those individuals that we're willing to be influenced by.
到底你要接受约西亚呢，还是那些堕落的人
？Are we going to choose Josiah or those who has fallen away？
你要接受约书亚呢，还是你要接受后来兴起来的人
？Are you going to choose to follow Joshua or those who arise up after him？
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活里面也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, within the boundaries of our lives,
第二个，他恢复了逾越节。
And so, secondly, he restored the celebration of Passover.
约西亚在耶路撒冷向耶和华守逾越节。
So now Josiah kept the Passover to the Lord in Jerusalem.
第十节，祭司站在自己的地方，立位人按着班次站立，都是照王所吩咐的。然后十八节，自从先知撒母耳以来，在以色列中没有守过这样的逾越节，以色列诸王也没有守过像约西亚祭司立位人在那里的犹大人和以色列人以及耶路撒冷居民所守的逾越节。我想不用念了哈，在这里讲到他把神的百姓带回到救恩的根基上。
And here it speaks of Josiah bringing the people of God back to the foundation of salvation.
人真正需要的
What people really need
是我们在神面前蒙救赎。
That we are truly saved by the Lord.
我们真正需要的是我们的罪需要在神的面前被解决。
That our sins are dealt with before God.
我们真正需要的是人必须跟神之间恢复该有对的关系。
What man really needs is the right relationship that is restored before him and God.
不是做人的道理，不是人生的哲学。
It's not the principle of how we ought to live.
啊，不是一些爱的同伴。
It's not just companions that will love me.
人真正需要的是回到救赎的根基上。
But what people really need is the foundation of salvation.
所以进迦南打耶利哥之前，先吃逾越节的宴席。
So before they entered into Canaan and fought all their battles, they celebrated the Passover.
不管我们信主多少年。
No matter how many years we've been saved.
不管你是你现在是在做到长老，做到执事，做到全时间，不管你是做任何的服事。
Whether you're elder or deacon or full-time minister, it doesn't matter what you're doing.
不管你最失败的时候，甚至最得胜的时候。
It doesn't matter whether it is at the point of your greatest fall or your greatest victory.
我们都需要站在羔羊救赎的根基上。
We always stand on the foundation of the salvation of the Lord.
我们软弱的时候，我们觉得我们需要宝血。
When we are weak, we think that we need the precious blood.
很多时候我们得胜的时候，我们不那么觉得需要宝血。
Sometimes when we are at a place of victory, we don't think we need the blood.
其实不管我们得胜失败到多惨，得胜到多高，我们都需要站在救赎的根基上。
But brothers and sisters, no matter how great the fall or how great the victory, we always stand on the foundation of His salvation.
约西亚不仅帮助神的百姓把偶像废除。
Josiah not only helped the people to abolish the idols of the land.
那是消极的。
That's from a passive standpoint.
积极的，他们把他们带回到神的面前。
But actively, he brought the people of God back to the Lord God.
回到救赎的根基上。
To come back to the foundation of their salvation.
回到跟神对的关系上。
To come back to the right relationship with God.
然后在这里带领百姓们来归向神。
And then he led the people back to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这样子的一个人。
Brothers and sisters, such a man.
短短的三十年。
And just but 30 years.
很快的就过去了。
It went by very quickly.
你怎么能够想象？
How is it that we can imagine?
这个全国南国北国偶像充斥之地。
That this land from the northern kingdom to the southern kingdom was full of idols.
能够在这一个年轻人的手下有一个翻天覆地的转变。
That in the hands of this young man, that entire nation turned upside
down. 虽然神也曾经借着耶利米责备过约西亚世代的百姓。
And yes, through Jeremiah, the Lord did rebuke the people of the land.
那你们不过假意归向我，并没有真心的归向我。
You falsely turned back to me. You did not truly turn back.
弟兄姊妹，这是在归向神的过程中。
But yes, this is in the process of returning back to the Lord.
很多时候归向先是假意的。
Yes, a lot of time when we come back to the Lord falsely, we come back.
先只是外面王下令的，只好废除偶像。
But just outwardly, yes, the king gave a command, so okay, we'll get rid of the idols.
但是你发现约西亚没有满足于这个。
But you know Josiah did not stop at this.
他不光废除偶像。
He not only done away with the idols.
不光除掉外面的。
Not only did he abolish the outward stuff.
他把神的百姓带回到神的面前。
You see very clearly that he brought the people back to the presence of
the Lord. 带回到救赎的根基上。
To come back to the foundation of their salvation.
带回到神圣洁的话语上。
To come back to the holy words of God.
而且叫他们跟神立约。
And to establish a covenant with God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是为什么他走的时候全国哀哭啊。
This is why the entire nation lamented when he died.
因为已经很久以来神的百姓没有这样子经历神。
Because for a long time the people did not experience God the same way.
因为已经很久以来从西西家以后没有看过这样子的王。
Because for too long since Josiah they have not seen such a king.
他不过从八岁开始。
He started at 8 years of age.
你看他真正全面起来影响神的百姓大概二十岁开始。
So from 20 years of age, he begins to vastly influence his nation.
他花了十几年、十九年给神家带来这么大的转变。
And then you see the remaining 19 years, he changed the land.
他在神儿女们心中留下了这么大的影响力。
As such a great influence among his people.
他活得令人怀念。
He lived a life that's worthy of remembrance.
事隔百年，人都在纪念他。
And over 100 years, people still lamented over him.
当他死的时候，全国的哀痛如同看见主回来那样子的哀痛。
And you see the lamenting of the people when he died was similar to the lamenting of the nation of Israel when Christ shall return.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人知道自己还有多少年哈。
Brothers and sisters, no one here knows how much of our days remain.
希望我们剩下的年日在神的眼中。
We pray that the days that we have left, in the
eyes of the Lord, 不仅爱主的人能够像日头出现光辉烈烈。
But not only for those who love the Lord that they would rise up as the strength of the sun in his noonday.
有更多爱主的人被神兴起来。
But more and more of those who will love the Lord will rise up.
而且是带着影响力。
And rise up with power of influence.
有很多新来的、年轻的，我曾经讲过我高中一个很好的朋友。
There are a lot of newcomers, those who are here new in our church family. I told stories about a close friend of mine when I was in high school.
他是台湾阿里山上的原住民。
He was the native of the province in Taiwan.
但是他们整个部落里面第一个考到重点高中台南一中。
And of his entire tribe, he was the first one to go to college.
还没有到 college, high school.
High school.
But you are right. 接下来他是第一个整个部落里面考上国立大学，就是你们重点大学。
And he's the very first one of his entire tribe to actually be able to test.Into a college university.
他们整个部落兴奋得不得了。
And their entire tribe was celebrating because of what he's done.
他爸爸妈妈高兴得不得了。
His parents were so proud of him.
就在那个暑假还没上大学的时候。
And that summer, right before he was about to go away to college.
他跟一些同学跑到我们台南县一个水库 reservoir.
And a bunch of his friends went to a particular reservoir in 台南。
乌山头水库，大家台湾来的都知道。
And those of you who are from the island, you know what I'm talking about.
夏天很热。
And the summertime was extremely hot.
那你放着一个 sign 说不可以游泳。
And so a sign was clearly posted, no swimming allowed.
他是三地同胞，壮得很。
And he was very strong.
他觉得 piece of cake, 我没有问题，别人有问题，我没问题。
He felt that the sign was for everyone else, it wasn't necessarily for him, because he could do it.
他下去以后就没回来。
And he went down to swim, and he never came back up.
到了傍晚，别人把他捞上来的时候。
And at the conclusion of the night, people were actually able to fetch his body out of the water.
我的同学告诉我。
And my friends told me,
当他爸爸从阿里山老远赶到这个警察局派出所的时候，
and when his father rushed down up from the mountains to the police station,
那个让他最骄傲的孩子，
that one son gave him the greatest pride,
平躺在地上，
it was lying stiff on the ground,
上面盖着草席，
and there was a cloth draped over him.
我的同学就描述他爸爸看他的表那个过程。
And my friend described to me that entire encounter between when his father came in and saw that image.
当他把那个草席拉起来的时候。
And his father moved away the piece of cloth that was covering him.
那个让他那么骄傲、那么生动、那么活泼、那么可爱的孩子一动不动地躺在那里。
And that son that brought him so much pride was motionless lying there.
他说：“爸爸眼泪就下来。”
It says his father begins to shed his tears.
然后突然啪一巴掌打他的耳光。
And all of a sudden his father struck him across the face.
他说：“你这个不孝的儿子。”
And you, son of, you did not honor your father. Sorry.
我想你可以了解他的痛苦。
You can describe the pain within this father's heart.
所有的骄傲，所有的盼望，所有在这孩子身上的计划，全部欧杠。
All the hopes that he had within his son was completely ended.
我刚才讲林肯总统说文章的价值不在长短。
And we said the President Lincoln said that the quality of an article has nothing to do with its length.
来在乎它的内容。
But the content of the article.
所以不见得代表长就一定有价值。
It doesn't mean that because it's long that it's of value.
同样的短也不见得有价值。
It doesn't mean that if it's short it's of value.
关键在于它的内容到底是什么。
But the content.Of this article.
我这个同学比约西亚王还要年轻，十八岁就走了。
My friend who was younger than King Josiah when he passed.
但是约西亚王这十九年，从他二十岁到三十九岁，他给全国所带来的影响，那是没有人可以说的。
Josiah, since the age of 20 to the age of 39, the influence that he brought to his nation cannot be compared.
圣经上说，主看一日如千年。
And so the scripture tells us the Lord sees one day as a thousand years.
当我们真的活得有价值的时候，连有价值的一天，在神的眼中胜过别人活一千年。
When we live a day of worth, that day in the eyes of the Lord surpasses a thousand years of those that may be lived by others.
当我们活得没有价值的时候
When we live a life without worth,
你活千年万年神可能都不数算
If you live a thousand years that way the Lord would not count them
所以我们何等希望能够像约西亚一样他就是因为专心要主的人
And so we may be like Josiah because he's wholeheartedly towards the Lord
让他的影响力能够从中心到圆周
That from the influence start from the center to a circumference
好像在黑暗的世代里面突然一盏明灯出现了
That he is that beacon of light in the darkness of night
照亮了那个世代的人
that he brought to light that the people of his time
在黑夜中一盏蜡烛点起来了
that in the dark of night a candle is lit
而且他开始点燃周围的人
and he begins to light every one of those around him
所以希望我们能够我找不到一首合适的诗歌来表达我的感觉所以我挑的我宁愿有耶稣
I can't really find the right hymn to express the heart within meBut the song, I'd rather have Jesus.
但是我们希望我们就是效法约西亚王，我们从爱耶稣，专心来寻求他主大卫的神开始。
But I pray that each and every one of us would imitate this particular king with a heart that solely loves the Lord.
神能够在我们身上让我们的影响力，让我们的祝福不见得扩，逐渐的扩大。
That God in our lives can gradually increase His ability of influence through us.
我们唱332首。
332。
我仍愿要接受神圣洁言，我仍求耶稣神话在中间。Thank you.
可能会说我们的影响力可以影响的范围不像一个君王所能影响的
perhaps we will say that my ability to influence and the extend my influence is not as great as a king
但是从另外一面来说我们所碰到的困难跟阻力也没有像一个君王所要面对的这么大
at the same time we can say that the resistance and the challenges we face is notcannot be matched to that of a king either.
我们就求神在你我可以影响的范围内。
So we ask the Lord that within the boundaries of our influence,
让我们真的成为一个能够有影响力的人。
That we may be a person that can influence.
把我们周围的人都带他们来归向神。
To bring all before the presence of God.
不管这个堕落多深。
No matter how great the fall,
不管这个困难多大
no matter how great the challenges,
不管从人来看是多么不可能
no matter how difficult it may seem from the eyes of men,
你在约西亚的一生你没有看见这些消极的字眼
but in the life of Josiah, you did not see these complaints.
你只有看见他永远是积极的永远是正面的
you see that he's always proactive, he's always positive.
他永远靠着神来面对所有的困难
always by God, he faced all his challenges.
以至于他短短的一生不仅仅活得令人怀念
Though he lived a short life, everyone longed for him.
在神的眼中何等的有价值。
In the eyes of the Lord, how valuable.
主耶稣，我们都再一次把自己交在你的手中。
Lord Jesus, once again, we give our lives into your hands.
不让我们妥协于周围的罪恶和试探。
That we will not compromise to the sins and the temptations around us.
不让我们对自己败坏的天性和肉体无可奈何。
That we would not have this attitude of that we're helpless to our fallen nature.
也不让我们在世界的诱惑和堕落面前我们有妥协。
But in the, that we would not compromise in the face of the temptations of this world.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord Jesus, help us.
把我们紧紧地握在你的手中。
Hold us tight in your hand.
让我们爱你
That we will love you.
哦，你这无价之宝来吸引我们
Lord Jesus, draw us, O Lord, as that priceless jewel.
我们承认偶像在我们身上常常捆绑吸引我们
Lord, we want to acknowledge that idols oftentimes fall into our lives.
但是我们求你这无价之宝来吸引我们
And we pray that the priceless ones would draw our gaze.
让我们宁愿有耶稣
That we would rather have Jesus.
让我们专心爱耶稣
That we would wholeheartedly love Jesus.
好让我们这一生也能够不断地流露耶稣
That our entire lives would be about Jesus.
真是成为这世上的光
That we would be the light of the world.
成为黑夜中的明灯
That we would be a beacon of light in the darkness of
night. 让我们不仅仅自己燃烧
That not only are we ablaze.
也让我们去点燃别人
That we would kindle those around us.
谢谢主
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.